and the DBs are smiling. Next year they want a new outfit for Romney. Get someone to sponsor. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram.
Jai Ram, 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 Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidipacharya Austukheda Satishi Shimai His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalana Lavatavananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandagoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai Haram Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gaur Bhagavata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagrata Sami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Glasidai Vikijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur All glories the assembled devotees All glories the assembled devotees All glories the assembled devotees All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari 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 Okay. So, Maganat, Trimananda, Shah, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshur, Meditam, Yena, Tasmai, Shri Gurave, Namaha. So, first of all, before telling some aspects of the story, I wanted to describe why we say Rama, Lord Ram, is Patita Pavana. And I'm going to give some stories about that, and then we're going to continue reciting some of the stories from where we left off last night. We had a program last night. So, we often chant, you know, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. So, what does that mean? And I'll illustrate that with a very interesting story. Now, you all know the story of Sarpanaka, that beautiful young girl who just fell in love with Ram. She wasn't at fault, she just loved Ram. Anyway, and eventually she had an operation by Dr. Lakshman, right? Yeah, she had an operation. Lakshman removed her nose, without anesthesia, of course. You know, very painful. Yeah. He should have at least given her some anesthesia before doing it. And she runs back to Ravan, and eventually convinces Ravan to kidnap Sita. So, here's this woman who is extremely, should I use the word lusty? Yes, I guess I can use the word lusty. She's not exactly a chaste woman. Nowadays, nowadays in modern society, women aren't chaste anymore, they are chaste. You understand the difference? Chaste, anyway. Some of you who don't understand English will not understand what I just said. Or they are chasing the men. They're not chaste, they're chasing. So, anyway, so she definitely had some challenges in her spiritual life and also in her chastity and all those other nice things like that. So, what happened to Sarpanaka? You may think, well, because she did all those things, maybe she should go to Yamaraj or maybe go to hell, right? But that's not really what happened. She actually got a chance. Bunker. Don't do that in class, please. It's very disturbing. So, she actually got a chance. Someone else can ring the bell. If you do that, I'll have to put my earphones in. Okay. So she actually got a chance to have a relationship with Ram. Oh my God, how did that happen? Because we know that Ram was Ekapatni Vrata, right? One wife, one life, one arrow, one word. So, in her next life, she took birth in Mathura. Mathura, of course, is the place where Krishna apparently was born, from Vasudeva and Devaki. But Krishna spent the first 16 years of his pastimes in Vrindavana. And after 16 years, he was called to Mathura to greet his uncle Kamsa. Anyway, and we know that Krishna was coming to kill Kamsa. So many things happened when Krishna entered into Mathura. One thing is that Krishna wanted some nice clothes to wear. Because as a coward boy, he didn't have any fancy clothes. And as a coward boy, Krishna didn't even wear shoes. He was barefoot going around all the time. So, you know, you go to Mathura, you need to put a good outfit on. So the first thing he does, he goes to a washerman. And the washerman is washing Kamsa's nice outfits. And Krishna said, "Can I have some?" And the washerman just said, "Get away, you rascal." And Krishna just with his hand removed the washerman's head. And he took the clothes. So then Krishna was dressed very nicely. And then he and Balaram, they were walking through the streets of Mathura. When they saw this hunchback girl, her name was Kubja. And her job was preparing sandalwood for Kamsa. Because every day Kamsa would get some nice sandalwood. She would grind it. It's a hunchback. She was bent over. And then Krishna went up to her and said, "Oh, my dear, beautiful girl, what are you doing?" And she thought, "Oh, another person is making fun of me." Because sometimes people are very insensitive. You know, someone is crippled, has some problem, they actually don't treat them properly. This is very bad. So she was thinking Krishna was doing that. And she said, "Why are you teasing me?" And Krishna said, "You know, actually you are beautiful. The soul is beautiful." There's a little philosophy there. The body is always ugly. Whatever beauty we may think we have is only skin deep. Just like yesterday, someone sent me a picture when I was in Fiji 20 years ago. And there were little girls there, and little boys, and a young man. That was me. And then 20 years later, what happens to that youth? So what is this beauty? Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talaman. It's like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. So anyway, so Krishna said that to Kubja. And he said, "Can I have some of that sandalwood?" And she looked at Krishna. Finally she looked up, because she was bent over. So she looked up at Krishna and said, "Wow, he's handsome." Same thing that Supranaka thought. So remember, of course, obviously I'm mentioning that Kubja was Supranaka. So she looks up, wow, and she begins to smear the sandalwood paste on Krishna and Balaram. And then Krishna grabs her by the cheeks and straightens her up, and she says, "Wow." And she's very beautiful. At this point, she's very beautiful and tall. And just like Supranaka, she becomes very lusty. So what she does is she starts pulling on Krishna's dhoti. It's very bad. It's good, but don't do that, ladies. Don't go up to men and pull on their dhotis and say, "Come with me." But she does that, but she's not such a high-class family. She says, "Oh, Krishna, come with me." And Krishna doesn't say no. Krishna says, "All right, but we got some things to do first. You know, like killing my uncle." little certain things to do. Got to kill my uncle. So Krishna kills his uncle, liberates his parents, and then he goes to visit Kubja. And she's so lusty still. Her love is not pure yet. She's so lusty that on her wall of her house is inscribed, she has all sorts of lusty pictures. like Bollywood movie stars. Like Amita Bachchan and things like that. Anyway, so. And who else? Oh, Vivek Oberoi. See if I remember anyone. Rani Mukherjee. All these pictures. Not really, I'm just. But she has lusty pictures. Prabhupada describes this in the Krishna book. And Krishna visits her. And after Krishna visits her, has a relationship with her, then guess what? She becomes purified. So that's really interesting. Of course, that shows Patita Pavana, but it also shows something that's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. What is it? Akama, Sarvakama, Mokshakama, Dharadi. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. That whether one is full of material desires, free of material desires, or desirous of liberation, one should worship Krishna. So she was worshipping Krishna because of lust, but then she became purified. Dhruva Maharaj was worshipping Krishna because also he was greedy. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. That's pretty greedy. And then he became purified. So you find so many stories like that. People get purified by worshipping Krishna, even if the motive or the idea is not so pure. So that's one story of Patita Pavana. Another story about how Ram was Patita Pavana. Remember I said that Ram is Ekapatni Vrata. So when Ram was in the Dandakaranya forest, there were many sages who had realized their spiritual identity. Now, we are not talking about homosexuality here. But they had realized that they were spiritual bodies as women. Because this material body doesn't indicate anything to do with who we are in the spiritual world. Those of you who have ladies' bodies may be coward boys. Those of you who have male bodies may be gopis. Those of you who have human bodies may be cows. You know, you may be a bird. You may be a cockroach in the spirit, not in the spiritual world. But anyway, so you can't really understand who you are by simply thinking of the body. You have a different personality there, a different service. And that's the perfection of bhakti yoga. So as far as these sages of the Dandakaranya forest, there are literally thousands of them. And they were completely self-realized, and they saw Lord Ram and thinking of him in their spiritual bodies, because Lord Ram's body is what? Satchidananda Vigraha. We should not think that Lord Ram has a material body. Just like Krishna, you know, Swara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir, Adir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna has a spiritual body made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Same thing with Ram. Ram never got old. It's not that after 60,000 years he looked like a, I don't want to say anything bad about old people, but anyway, he didn't look old. He didn't lose his hair. Anyway, he shaved it. So he didn't lose his hair. He didn't have wrinkles. He looked like he was 18 years old. Same thing with Krishna. After at the battle of Kurukshetra, he looked like a young boy. And Ram looked the same. So that's so the sages were relating to him on that level. And they went to Ram and they prayed to Ram, "We want to be married to you." Now remember, this is not homosexuality we're talking about. This is something different. So we want to be married to you. And Ram said, "I am sorry, Eka Patni Vrata. This life, one wife." Everyone should follow that same procedure. You want another wife? Take birth again. That's okay. You're not satisfied with your one wife now? You can have another one next life. And every life, but of course, if you're really thinking of getting a better wife in the next life, guess what will happen? You'll become the wife. Because Krishna says in the Gita, yam yam papi smaram bhavam yasi te yam te kalera. So you're thinking, I want a better wife, I want a better wife. Krishna, next life, give me a better wife. That rhymes. Anyway. And then you're thinking, wife, 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 and then, boom! You're a girl. That's karma. That's, what can you do? And the wife is thinking, I want a better husband. All right, you become a husband in next life. Anyway, so they said to Ram, we want to be married to you. And Ram said, no, can't do. But in the future, we will arrange it. So then what happened? Then what happens? In the future, they actually take birth as gopis in Vrindavan. And they get a chance to associate with Ram as Krishna. Because Ram and Krishna are not different. Try to remember that. Advaita chuta nadir ananta rupam adyam purana purusham naviyodhanam cha vedeshu durlabhama durlabham akmabhakto govindamani purusham tamaham prasami. There's one God. Ram, Krishna are the same. Nrisimha, Vamana, Kurma, Varaha. They're all same person, but Krishna's two, Bhagavan, Swayam. So Ram allowed them to do that. That's amazing. Oh, here's another story of, and they danced with Krishna, and they went back to Godhead and became gopis in Goloka Vrindavan. So here's another story. I'm thinking so many stories about Patita Pavana Ram. Another story is, okay, so before the kidnapping of Sita Devi, Ram made a special arrangement so that Sita Devi would not get kidnapped. It's interesting. Because he understood that if Ravan tried to kidnap the real Sita Devi, guess what would have happened? Ravana would have died and boom, a fire immediately. He would have instant cremation. Because you can't approach spirit with matter. There are different qualities. So you can't. You can't have Sita Devi without Ram. Just like many of you are trying to enjoy this material world without Ram. I mean, you're here in the temple today, all right, Sita Ram, Raghupati Raghav. But then after the class, then you go out, time to enjoy my kava. So in other words, you want Ram and Sita, or actually you just want Sita without Ram, or Lakshmi without Narayan. Same thing. We're doing that. We're all doing that. We're sitting in the temple room acting very nice. You know, I am Ram Bhakta, Ram Bhakta. And then 3 hours later, I'm Maya Bhakta, Maya Bhakta. Boy, I'm really happy you don't have to fast anymore. Bring out the murgi, you know. The bakri murgi, you know. You know, this fasting for Ram Navami is too much. You know, I had to be a vegetarian for 8 days. 9 days, sorry. I'm vegetarian for 9 days. Phew, I'm glad it's over. Do people ever think like that? Yeah, they do, I know. They think, oh my God. And then Krishnastami, 8 days I have to be a vegetarian. This Hinduism is too much for me. So therefore you want Lakshmi without Ram. And you're just like coming to Ram to pay your taxes and then you feel better. No, it doesn't work like that. Ram is 24 hours a day you have to serve. Anyway, so that's important. So getting back to the story of, yes. So when Ram understood that Ravan could not touch Sita Devi, he brought an imitation Sita Devi, who was actually an expansion of Sita Devi. She's Bhumi, the earth goddess. Earth goddess is an expansion of Sita Devi, expansion of Lakshmi. So he brought her and said, look, you stand in for Sita Devi and act like you're Sita Devi. Change your form so you look like Sita Devi, okay? And She said, okay, yeah, I want to protect Sita Devi. And Sita Devi is taken away by Agni, the fire god, for protection. So Raman, he kidnapped Maya Sita, not the real Sita. So Maya Sita is there in Ravana's kingdom and all the Rakshasinis, the beautiful Rakshasinis, we were talking about this last night. Some of the Rakshasinis, as is described in the Valmiki Ramayana, had heads growing out of their stomach. Some of them heads growing out of their rear ends. I don't know how they sat, but they would sit on their head or something like that. I mean, it's read the Valmiki Ramayana. The description of the Rakshasinis is horrible. It's horrible, simply horrible. You know, so ugly creatures. So, anyway, so Sita Devi, or the Maya Sita, was being tortured. And Ravana said, I'm going to eat you if you don't give in to me in 2 months. And she was getting anxiety. But the whole time she was actually chanting what? Ram, 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 Ram. So, Ram Nam. And as we know, Ram Nam is more powerful than Ram. That was a benediction given to Hanuman. I'm not going to tell that story. So she was chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. So guess what? After the whole time, she was madly in love with Ram. And before, she was also a devotee. I mean, obviously, she wasn't anything else but a devotee, but she was just so madly in love with Ram. So after the whole encounter, you know, Ram kills Ravan, brings Maya Sita back. Maya Sita enters into the fire. And the real Sita comes out, being brought by Agni, the fire god. Then Maya Sita says to Ram, I'm in love. I want to marry you. And Ram says, no, Egapatni Vrata. It's not going to work out. He said, but in the future, yeah, we'll get married, but not this incarnation. So then what happens, I guess I should tell the whole story. It's interesting. So then what happens is that in the future, Lord Vishnu is in the spiritual world and he's with Lakshmi, and this sage comes up and kicks him in the chest. The sage's name is Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni is just testing to see if someone is God. It's not a good test. He kicks him in the chest because he thinks if he's God, he must be in the mode of goodness. If he's in the mode of goodness, he's just going to be Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. You can test devotees like that too to see if they're in the mode of goodness. Kick them in the chest. If they get angry, they're not very advanced. No, don't do it. That's just a joke. So, anyway, so Lord Vishnu says to Bhrigu Muni that, my dear Bhrigu Muni, I apologize for having such a hard chest. And Bhrigu Muni says, he must be God. At the same time, Bhrigu Muni's committed a big offense and he gets cursed by Lakshmi, not so the Brahmins won't be too rich. But Lakshmi is very angry. She says to the Lord, Lord Vishnu, that you were so tolerant, I can't stand it anymore. You put up with all these rascals. We're talking about Ram being Patitabhava. So Lord Vishnu is too. He's the same. And then so she says, I'm leaving you. I'm going on the vacation. It's too much for me. So Lakshmi leaves Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is the same as Ram. Doesn't have any money. So even Lord Vishnu needs that. No, he doesn't need it, Lakshmi, because he has Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samravasa Vimanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. He has unlimited Lakshmis, but still there's a pastime. So then he thinks that she's on the earth planet, so he comes down to the earth to look for his dearmost wife, Lakshmi. Feeling separation, where, oh, where is my Lakshmi? And as he's looking for her, he encounters Maya Sita, or my Lakshmi, or Bhumi, as we mentioned before. And he falls in love with this girl. And he falls in love with a girl and he says, will you marry me? But she happens to be from a very rich aristocratic family. She says, I'd like to marry you, but you gotta really have money and a home. I'm not gonna marry some man without lotchka. And then Lord Vishnu thinks for a second. He said, well, I'll take care of it. And he goes and borrows money from Kuvera, who is the treasurer of the demigods. He takes out a loan at a high interest rate. You know, high interest rate? Like 20% a month or something like that. And so, and then he borrows a piece of land and a house from Varahadev. That's another incarnation. And so he goes, let's get married. So they get married. There's a nice marriage. And they're just leaving the marriage. He's dressed, you know, with his little hat when you get married, with a crown. And he's very happy. And who comes along but the real Lakshmi? And she says, what are you doing with this girl? Not Lakshmi, Sita, remember, that's Sita. Sita. What are you doing with this girl? And Maya Lakshmi, or Maya Sita, Bhumi says, he's my husband. And Lakshmi Sita says, he's my husband! And the girls start to fight, you know, over who belongs, or who is the actual wife. Yeah. Mine, mine, mine. That's the problem with polygamy. There's fighting. Dasarath had problems with polygamy, right? Kaikeyi caused a lot of trouble. Chitraketu had a lot of trouble with polygamy. He only had 10 million wives. That's no problem. Krishna also had trouble with polygamy. He had 16,108 wives. And he got one of his wife a Parijata flower, that was Rukmini. And then Satyabhama gets envious and says, you got to get me a Parijata flower too. And Krishna, you should get me the whole tree. So Krishna goes to the heavenly planets and takes the whole tree, and he has to fight all the demigods just to get his wife a flower. So better one life, one wife. So that's wrong. So anyway, so the two girls, getting back to the story, the two girls are fighting with each other. He's mine, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. And then finally, Lord Vishnu, who's wrong, gets so disturbed, because no man likes to see women fighting or crying. Do they? It's like Dasarath, when Kaikeyi wanted to convince him to send Ram away, she went into the anger room of the temple, of the house. All the queens had one room in which they could be angry. So everyone should get their wives one angry room in the house. So they, you know, just go in the room, we'll see you later. Anyway, so she was in the angry room and crying and all that other stuff. And Dasarath comes and says, what's wrong? My dear Priya, Kaikeyi, what's wrong? And she says, you'll never understand. You don't love me. And he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. You'll never understand. And then he says, whatever you want, I'll give you. And then she smiles. Really? Yes, just smile at me. You know, so attached. Just smile at your dear husband. I said, okay. Smile. I want Ram to be banished. I want Bart to be enthroned. Oh, oh. Never promise your wife something like that. Don't tell her whatever you want, I'll give you. But you never know what the problem will be. Just put limitations. Yes, if you want a necklace, I'll get it for you. So anyway, so getting back to the story of Lord Narayan, he got so upset. He thought, the only way I can escape from here, I don't want to be with these women now, is turn myself into a deity. So he turns around and boom, he's a deity. And both the ladies turn around, and then they look and they see their husbands become a deity. And they thought, we got to join them, and they both become deities. And that's the story of Balaji Venkateshwara. And so it's very much connected with Ram's pastimes and Maya Lakshmi like that. So the point, I think that's the last story I'll tell because somehow or other I got started with this. So the point is that Ram is like that. He's so merciful. Just approach Ram, chant his name, worship him, and then he will accept you. But you have to understand that once you've approached Ram, he's going to drag you to his lotus feet. So if you try to do anything else, he'll pull you back. Like that verse in the Bhagavatam. Yashyaham anagunami harishye tadram shanaya. If you try to escape from Ram, try to escape from Krishna, they'll take things away. And then you'll simply have to come back and chant their names. Even the society may reject you. But that's okay. Because if you approach Ram, you'll be given eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. And then you can go back to the spiritual kingdom of Ayodhya, or Krishna Loka, and be with Ram eternally, like the residents of Ayodhya. When Ram left the planet, they entered into the Sarayu River, and they ascended to the spiritual world with Ram, and that they're still there today. Those residents of Ayodhya that were on the Earth planet several million years ago, they're still with Ram today, and they're joined eternally. So every day for them is Ram Navami. That should be. And then, what? Kevalananda Kanda. Then you'll simply be happy all the time. You'll only be happy with Ram. It's like, just like we have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Ram also means to enjoy. So you can enjoy, like Radha Ramana, Hare, Govinda, Jaya Jaya. So you can enjoy by being with Ram. Just loving Ram. So, I think we'll end here. Any questions or comments about any of the points we made? Yes,
Jutta. As you said, the Lord's pastimes are eternal. So,
yes.
You talk about Sakya and Kanda, all the associates are still there. So, is it still that Ram's Leelas are still...
Ram's Leelas are going on in some universe in the material realm. There's unlimited universes, just like the number of mustard seeds in a bag of mustard seeds. And in some universe, Lord Rama's pastimes are going on. And in this universe, it will go on. In the next day of Lord Brahma, Ram will appear on schedule, Krishna will appear on schedule, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear on schedule. So there's unlimited incarnations. When we're talking about the Rama avatar, and even the Dasa avatar, that's not the limit. There are unlimited incarnations of God. Like waves in the ocean coming one after the other. And it's just amazing the nature of the Lord. He is so unlimited that even as his expansion, Ananta Shesh, the expansion is trying to explain and glorify all the different incarnations and appearances and pastimes. And he can't come to an end, even though Ananta Shesh has how many heads? Unlimited heads. An unlimited mass. He can't come to the end. And every time the Lord attempts to measure his own greatness, his greatness expands unlimitedly, infinitely. This is the nature of God. You cannot capture God or put him in within your, let's say, tiny brain. He's unlimited. So, any other questions or comments? Vamsi.
Somebody
is a devotee, and devotee should be
getting rid of all the demonic qualities. So how come sometimes the
demonic qualities
come inside to a devotee?
Do you have any demonic qualities?
Sometimes.
So let's talk about you. Let's not talk about... Don't. We go, just the fact that you're seeing those demoniac qualities in others should make you question. Of course, I shouldn't see them in you. I shouldn't be a hypocrite. Maybe should make you question. Just like the statement is that we see the speck in someone else's eye because we have a log in our own eye. And every time you point your finger at someone else, 9 or 10 fingers come back and point to you. Don't worry about it. You serve the Vaishnavas, and even if someone does something you don't like, don't say, you're a demon. My dear Prabhu, you have demoniac qualities. You should think, what a great saintly person, they're just testing my devotion. Right? So, in other words, fault finding of Vaishnavas is very bad. Very, very bad. We should just try to serve, appreciate. Practically every Vaishnava I know, all Vaishnavas I know are great souls, if they're actually Vaishnavas, are great souls. And if there's a little bit of habit from the past, we should not look at that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura states that we criticize Vaishnavas because of their past, because of present reactions they're suffering, because of habits that may be coming out, or because of some disease they may have. We have to be very careful when dealing with Vaishnavas. Krishna say tomorrow, Krishna, dite va. Krishna is yours, referring to the Vaishnava. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. You have the power to give it to me. So I think we have to be really careful. There's that one story, I believe it was Sanatana Goswami, or Rupa Goswami, it's not really important which one it was. He was meditating on Krishna's pastimes. And as he was meditating on Krishna's pastimes internally, he was laughing. And then a Vaishnava came by who happened to be a little crippled. And the Vaishnava thought that he was laughing about him, you know, the person who was crippled. And then because of that, meditation broke it, and he couldn't bring Krishna back. He was thinking, what happened? What happened? And then he realized this Vaishnava got offended, even though he wasn't doing anything wrong. So he went to the Vaishnava, begged for forgiveness, explained exactly what was happening, and then he experienced the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness in him. And even you have the story, here's another story, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Mother Sachi, the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Imagine being God's mother. Pretty good. Most parents are really proud of their kid, right? But imagine if your kid is God. My son, God. What does your son do for a living? Well, he's God for a living. So anyway, he plays his flute. So Sachi Mata, she got angry at Advaitacharya one time. The reason she got angry at Advaitacharya is because Advaitacharya was associating with her other son, Visvarupa, who took sannyas, older son, older than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she blamed Advaitacharya for giving him too much philosophy and preaching to him. It's like sometimes, Prabhupada said sometimes he gets blamed for preaching to his disciples and encouraging them to leave everything, and he gets cursed by the family. The curse is to keep traveling. I was also cursed. That's why I have to keep traveling. So Prabhupada transferred the curse to his disciples. So Sachi Mata, she got so angry at Advaitacharya, she said, he's not Advaita, he's Dvaita. Advaita means like one, not dual. Dvaita means two-faced, politician, you understand? Liar. I'm just giving you different synonyms for that particular word. Liar, cheater, you know, politician. So she said, no, he's two-faced, he's Dvaita. Just because she was upset, you know, obviously mother would be upset if her kid takes sannyas. Actually, mothers should be happy if her kid takes sannyas. But usually they're not. How could you take my child away? Just like Prabhupada, here's a funny story. Prabhupada was preaching to the mother of two devotees, Brahmananda and Gargamuni. They both joined the Hare Krishna movement. And Prabhupada was preaching to her. Both were nice devotees. And Prabhupada said, can you give a donation? And she got really angry. And she said, I've already donated my two sons. What else do you want? Like really, the poor lady. I mean, she lost everything and then Prabhupada wants more. So Dvaitacharya, anyways, called that by Mother Sachi. And then later on, they were in the Shiva Sangam and Lord Chaitanya was giving love of God to everybody. You shall get love of God, Srivas Thakur. You shall get love of God, Vakeshwara Pandit. And then everyone said, what about Sachi? And Lord Chaitanya said, she doesn't get love of God. And everyone said, what? She's your mother. And Prabhupada said, not Prabhupada. And then Lord Chaitanya said, she has offended Dvaitacharya. And so she immediately bowed down at Dvaitacharya's feet. Of course, Dvaitacharya felt so bad, he bowed down at Sachi Mata's feet. And then Lord Chaitanya said, all right, you can have love of God. So we have to be careful, Ramsi. Vananvi sarvadam. Just like that word we chanting every morning, sarvadam, you know? Caution, sarvadam. Like you'll see in India, on the road sometimes it says sarvadam. But actually, to them it means go faster. That's India. But we should not drive like they do in India. Very careful. And, you know, answer your question, you know, if there's some past habit, you don't worry about it. It's like a reflex. Like if I hit your knee, you ever go to a doctor and they hit your knee? No, they don't do that here. In America, they hit your knee to see if you have reflexes. And the knee goes up. It's not your fault. You don't say, hey, what are you kicking me for? It's a reflex. You know, some people have those past habits. But by Cheto Dharpana Marjanam Baba Mahadvati Nirvapanam, the heart becomes cleansed and those things will be gotten rid of. So just be careful. Don't see. Just see the good qualities. Be like the Madhumaki. The Madhumaki? Don't be like the Mucky. The Mucky is looking for all sorts of. Like the other day, we were walking on the road, and there was a dead body. Not a person. A dog. And there are all these flies, buckies around. Eating prasadam. So they were all there. That's monkey. And then, there was no modern monkey there. Modern monkey was going for the flower, for the nice things like that. So we should be like that. And, you know, if someone does something, we just ignore it, we don't find fault. We don't go on the internet and say, I just saw so-and-so Das go to the movies last night. So what? And we have to have that faith. Just like one time Lord Chaitanya was testing the faith of Srivas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. He said, Lord Nityananda! I mean, he said, Lord Nityananda, nobody knows where he's from. Yeah, he's an Avaduta, you know, he's just strange sometimes. Srivas Thakur, you shouldn't let him in your house anymore. And Srivas Thakur said, even if Lord Nityananda, of course this isn't applied to everybody, but even if Lord Nityananda marries a Muslim girl or goes into a liquor store, I shall not be discouraged from my conviction. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, not that we're blind, that if we see a devotee drinking liquor, then we think, oh, that's wonderful. It's a pastime. It's a liquor drinking pastime. We understand it's wrong, but we don't rumor, you know, like you all like to go, blah, 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 blah. I just saw so-and-so das drinking liquor. And then you make it very difficult for that person. You can approach them personally. Dadati pratikarnati guyam akyati brichati. And in that way, try to help them. Okay? So I think we have to end because you have a full day of festivities. I'm going to be leaving today, along with some of the other devotees. We're going overseas for continuing our traveling. Brisbane, Sydney, Gold Coast, we have a lot of engagement in New Zealand, Australia, it's, you know, so many nice things. That's the life of the sannyasi, because I was cursed by all my disciples' parents. Gokul's mother said, you must travel forever. Don't take my son away. And I said, don't worry, my instruction to him is to stay with you for your whole life. Yeah, that, and actually, Lord Chaitanya gave that instruction too to devotees who had really good devotee parents, to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He told them, stay with your parents, serve your mother. Mother's a devotee, serve her. Very nice. Okay, time to end. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Ramchandra Bhagavan.